Hey, everybody. It is 7:11 a.m. here on the Overnightscape Underground, day one, track 16. Hey, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello.
And you just heard CD Memories. Yes, quite a long audio piece, over 3 hours long. Hope you enjoyed it. You heard me talking about all the music CDs I had. Me and my wife together, all our CDs. The age of the CD is over, as I'm sure I mentioned many times in that last piece. So hopefully it was interesting. You know, you get to see some of my musical taste, and maybe you got some ideas of some music you can check out. You know, very cool. I hope so. See, that piece is something that I think is really appropriate for the Overnightscape Underground, because it's something that, if you're just looking for some general entertainment, you may not want to listen to something that long on that specific a topic. But I think that if you're interested in music and, you know, you can spend the time sort of focus on that topic and you're in the right state of mind, I think it could be very interesting. And like I said, you can learn a lot. I mean, it'd be kind of interesting to hear someone I know, like, you know, talk about all their 1,000 CDs. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. But this is something that it would be hard to do on a normal podcast or a normal internet radio show. That's why the Overnightscape Underground is so unique and so different. Is anyone else doing anything like this? I don't know. All right, well, I want to bring up this topic of Beanie Babies now. This is something I've talked about on the show quite a bit. I was fascinated by the Beanie Babies craze of the late 1990s. And I never actually purchased a Beanie Baby myself. I do not own any Beanie Babies, nor have I ever owned a Beanie Baby. But I thought it was amazing that for a few years in the late 1990s, people were literally spending thousands of dollars to buy a little toy that was obviously made in China for probably around 2 cents. I mean, these things are just these shoddy little... I don't know if you want to say shoddy. If you're not familiar, it's something called Ty, T-Y. And they made these things called Beanie Babies, which were just like little plush, little stuffed animal toys, just filled with some sort of beans or whatever. I don't know what the actual beans are. Just kind of like a sand or, you know, like a coarse thing. I don't know. Little plastic beads. Whatever's in there. I never actually took one apart to know. But they seem to be nice enough little toys for kids, you know, like a little toy to play with, like a little elephant or a little bear or a little camel, you know. Couple bucks, $3-4, a little toy for a kid seems fine. But somehow, these things started to increase in value. And I think, like, at the top, like, I think Peanuts, the royal blue elephant, people were spending literally like $5,000 on this one Beanie Baby. It's insane, right? And it was a craze. And I was so fascinated by it, because I'm really fascinated by that sort of irrational human behavior like that. And I'll always remember in Clifton, New Jersey, one town over from where I live here in Nutley, there was a store called the Romance Emporium, Rowe-Manse Emporium. Very unique store, one of a kind, and is long gone now. And I used to go there to buy cigars and stuff. And, you know, they had like a food section. I could buy, like, you know, some cool spices like Spike and stuff there. And during the Beanie craze, they had this enormous Beanie Baby stock market set up. They had this giant board, and it had all the current prices for all the Beanie Babies. And they had these two glass display cases, and they were filled with these little toys. And they said, this is our collection, one of each Beanie Baby ever made. It's worth $150,000, right? Now, this is a speculation. This is a speculator market, and essentially it's like a pyramid scheme. It's mostly like a pyramid scheme, like a multi-level marketing thing, is a despicable scheme, because it's deliberately designed to cheat people out of their money, right? Something like Amway or Quickstar, whatever you want to call it. Any of these multi-level, anything MLM or multi-level marketing is a scam, and it's designed as a scam from the start. But the thing about Beanie Babies is, I don't know that anyone basically was the architect of this phenomenon. I think it just started happening because people started buying Beanie Babies because they thought they would increase in value, right? So they were buying them speculating that they would increase in value to sell them. That's the only reason they were buying them. And this kind of thing happened in so many fields. I remember reading it happened with tulip bulbs back in... When did that happen? Let's see if we can find out about the tulip bulb thing. Of course, it happened with comic books. Like, I remember when I was into comics in the 80s, there was... let's see, tulip bulbs... The black and white comics, a similar collecting craze happened where people were just speculating and buying them because the value kept shooting up, right? The tulip and bulb craze, here it is, from 1634 to 1637. So this was happening a long time ago, obviously. The amount the market declined from peak to bottom. This number is difficult to calculate. Here's what happened. In 1593, tulips were brought from Turkey and introduced to the Dutch. The novelty of the new flower made it widely sought after and therefore fairly pricey. After a time, the tulips contracted a non-fatal virus known as mosaic, which didn't kill the tulip population but altered them, causing flames of color to appear upon the petals. The color patterns came in a wide variety, increasing the rarity of an already unique flower. Thus, tulips were already selling at a premium, began to rise in price according to how their virus alterations were valued or desired. Everyone began to deal in bulbs, essentially speculating on the tulip market, which was believed to have no limits. The true bulb buyers, the garden centers of the past, began to fill up inventories for the growing season, depleting the supply further and increasing scarcity and demand. Soon, prices were rising so fast and high that people were trading their land, life savings, and anything else they could liquidate to get more tulip bulbs. Many Dutch persisted in believing they would sell their hoard to hapless and unenlightened foreigners, thereby reaping enormous profits. Somehow, the originally overpriced tulips enjoyed a 20-fold increase in value in 1 month. Needless to say, the prices were not an accurate reflection of the value of a tulip bulb. As it happens in many speculative bubbles, some prudent people decided to sell and crystallize their profits. A domino effect of progressively lower and lower prices took place as everyone tried to sell while not many were buying. The price began to dive, causing people to panic and sell regardless of losses. Dealers refused to honor contracts, and people began to realize they traded their homes for a piece of greenery. Panic and pandemonium were prevalent throughout the land. The government attempted to step in and halt the crash by offering to honor contracts at 10% of the face value, but then the market plunged even lower, making such a restitution impossible. No one emerged unscathed from the crash. Even the people who had locked in their profits by getting out early suffered under the following depression. The effect of the tulip craze left Dutch very hesitant about speculative investments for quite some time. Investors now know that it is better to stop and smell the flowers than to stake your future upon one. So this seems to be a really extreme example of this type of thing. But this is very similar to what happened. This is a website called Investopedia. They have South Sea Bubble, Florida real estate craze, the Great Depression, the crash of 1987, the Asian crisis, the dot-com crash. So in a smaller sense, the Beanie Baby thing was the same thing. These are toys that have no intrinsic value. It's a little friggin' toy. The value is a little kid can play with it, you know? It's worth a couple dollars. But people wanted them. They wanted to collect them, and that's why the prices shot up like mad. And I found it so fascinating. And there's this guy on these shopping channels, right? You know, the shop at home cable channels. This guy named Don West. And I haven't looked. I want to see if I can find a video of this guy. He used to go on the shop at home, one of the shopping channels, and sell these Beanie Babies, you know? And he'd be on there. He's the guy that, you know, had the really crazy voice. He was like, folks, I'm telling you. Okay, you got to get Tracker the Basset Hound. Only $3,000. You know, like he was just yelling, you know, about these Beanie Babies. And they were selling each Beanie Baby for like thousands of dollars. It was insane. It was one of the best things ever. And I wish I had recorded that. And I talked many times about how I wondered if I had any recordings of these Beanie Baby shop at home channels. Let me see if I can. Here he is.
To Michael Jordan, college rookies.
This is him selling something else.
To Michael Jordan, college rookies. These are just cards.
This guy was the best. Don West.
I'm telling you, folks, we're going to do something about this wheels here.
He's dropping a card. But he's now working. He's now working for wrestling or something.
Do all those cards. Look at this. Reach down on the floor and pick this up. There's a Griffey rookie.
I remember they were selling the Tiger Woods quote unquote rookie card for like $20,000. That was another BS thing.
There's another one. There's a Griffey rookie. There's another Jordan college rookie.
So you see what I'm saying about this guy Don West? He's awesome, right? He's like sort of like the ultimate sales guy, right?
Now remember, you're guaranteed to get every time.
So you can see this guy selling Beanie Babies would be awesome. I don't think I have a tape of that. Let me see if I have any. Oh my God, there's a lot of really weird looking Beanie Baby videos on YouTube here. Ay. See what we can find here. The Beanie Baby Show. I don't know. But anyway, I don't believe I have. I don't think I have any of that. But amazingly, I found, as I'm going through my old VHS tapes, transferring them to DVD, I found. Hold on 1 second, please. Yes. I found, and I thought I had at least one, because I remember I kept meaning to record one of these things, and I actually recorded one of the shopping channels selling these Beanie Babies, and it was not some of the greatest. I used to stay up all night long and watch them selling these Beanie Babies on these shopping channels. It was the most fascinating thing. In fact, one of the songs, one of the songs I wrote the lyrics for Fuzzy Dauphner relates to this, and we're going to play that song. It's called Christian Rock, and play that song after I get to this stuff. I did record it, so I have about 8 minutes of a recording. I'm going to play it for you now, and I'll comment on it because I want to tell you what's on the screen and stuff. So, pretty amazing. This is, I believe, from 1998, because one of the bears they're selling is Aaron, and I have a site here that says Aaron was produced from January 31st, 1998 to May 21st, 1999. So this was somewhere in between there, and I'm thinking it was probably 1998. It may have been early 99. I'm not sure. I don't know if there's any other clues in here, but let me start playing this. This is from the Shop at Home channel. Check this out. This is amazing. This is one of those things I've been talking about on the Overnight Escapes for such a long time. So let's see if we can get this going here. Here it is. Play. Come on.
You've been telling me on the internet and on the open airwaves. Very simply, are we going to retire him or her? We're going to change the tag? Because, again, if we bring it out as a new signature.
All right, I have to tell you, I have to describe to you what's on the screen right here. It says Beanie Baby Showroom. That's the logo. Okay, and there's seven Beanie Babies. They're bears, the Beanie Baby Bears. Right, it says seven baddest bears. Liberty, Garcia, Britannia, Peace, Princess Erin, and Special Olympics Maple, right? It says iShopAtHome.com, Shop at Home channel, the 800 number. And then the price. This is what image is amazing. $2,999.95. I mean, this is amazing. This is a little piece of history. Here we go.
Her edition, mm-hmm. Which is what the requirement has been. Her signature needs to be on the tags, etc. You'll see something different there. Or they produce and create an entirely new bear. So any of those three that happens makes the bear in this package very special. And again, that's short-term conjecture. Again, Aaron, will it be retired in October? Will it be retired in July? Who knows? All we know is bear is the number one collectible category. They're virtually impossible to find. This one has three stalwarts that we sold out of. 2 out of 1,000 with Liberty and Britannia.
Mm-hmm.
Special Olympics Maple at 500. Garcia at 400, Peace at 100. So we have 5 sellouts we've had here in the last 3 weeks for $3,000. Now we're giving you Aaron and Princess Both bears have way sold over $500 a piece. We recently sold out a Princess at $200 a piece. Aaron currently at $300 a piece. So $3,500 minimum value for under $3,000. Minimum value. That means we sold out at these levels. What have you ever seen a bear come down in price? Very simply, I haven't seen that because it's the number one collectible category in the entire tie category. We're talking over 100 different animals produced, from zoo animals to farm animals to aquatic sea creatures.
Actually had one that wasn't an animal, Spooky.
That's right, Spooky.
The only one that wasn't an
animal. The only one wasn't an animal, Spooky. We have situations like special releases, the 97 Teddy. Mm-hmm. We have Gobbles the Turkey, Spinner the Spider.
Cubby.
The Snowman, actually, too.
The Snowman. I forgot about the Snowman.
97 Snowman. Well, talk about these particular pieces, and what do you have? The number one category, bears. We have here the baddest bears. Why is it called the baddest bears? Very simply because of what it represents. It represents here some of the most difficult bears to find. We sold out of Liberty, sold out of Britannia, sold out of Garcia, sold out of Peace, sold out of Special Olympics Maple, sold out of Princess, and we'll be sold out of Aaron very, very soon.
We're going to be sold out of this collection if you're not one of the next five callers.
Added up, these particular pieces bring up $3,000. Now, we do have a small quantity left of our five best bears.
Very small quantity.
Very small quantity. Again, that was NS4174, the top five bears. Let me rattle them off for you real quick. Princess, Peace, Valentino, Curly, 97 Teddy. $300, $299.95, a steal of a price, a small quantity still left available here this evening. You can get them again. Let's not forget, Princess, we sold out of at $200. Peace, we sold out of at $100. That means you're getting Valentino, Curly, and 97 Teddy, number 3 through number 5, and the most popular and asked for bears in the family.
Let me pause again here for a second. They're selling these five bears, Princess, Peace, Valentino, Curly, and 97 Teddy, for $299.95. So I can't describe to you how crappy these toys are, okay? If you're not familiar with this whole thing, these are not high-quality toys. They're little junky toys made in China, okay? They're not that high quality. That's why this is so funny. Let me continue here.
For free?
I'm in.
Again, we sold out because we didn't want to just stop selling them. We sold because we can't get them at those prices any longer. And we're offering you five of them now for that same category.
Now, if you want in on the five best bears, we do have just a handful of those. Let me put it to you this way. We've got enough to go around the room once, and that's it. And then those are completely wiped out. We have about 4 minutes until we have to take a short break. I don't believe they're going to make it the full 4 minutes. We still have our seven baddest bears. We have five of those collections left available if you want that. There it is right there, $29.99.95. We have five, now four. We have four of those left available. If you want in on that, you better be quick to the phone. If you want in on the five best bears, we still have, like I said, enough to go around the room once, and then those are going to be completely wiped out. Don't go anywhere. We've got two more hours of Beanie Babies.
Two more
and
hours.
Coins,
huh?
Coming up for you, so you want to stay tuned for both of those hours.
If I was watching this live, I would watch those 2 hours. That's how entertaining this is.
In about 5 minutes from now. And then we're going to have another hour of Beanie Babies after that, so stay tuned there. If you want in on our five best bears...
This is an awesome time for television. Just watching them sell Beanie Babies all night long, man.
We are not going to be coming back to this collection. If you want in on this, the seven baddest bears, NS4143, you have to be one of the next four callers at $29.99. Very simply... The Olympic Maple.
Can you believe someone actually bought one of these? They're like, there's five
Aaron
left. No,
Princess,
four. $3,000.
We've seen them at $500. Garcia, $400. Liberte, good luck on finding anybody that's going to part with that one. And Garcia, no one's parting with that either. Britannian, no one's going to part with that one. We've got them right now. Four more lucky people can own the seven baddest bears at less than $3,000. Call in on that one. Let's go back and show the five best bears one last time. We've got about 2 minutes or so until we have to take a break. We'll go back to the five best bears at $299.95. Guys, do we have time for a two-minute clock?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, NS4174, we'll do that. We'll end the show on this. We'll go ahead and completely wipe ourselves out of this. If you want this collection, we're going to give it 2 minutes, 2 minutes only, but I don't believe it's going to make the clock. If it doesn't, guys, then we'll just drop it and we'll go back to the seven baddest bears We still have four of those available. If you have any questions, feel free to call in. Either myself, Steve, or one of the operators would be glad to answer your questions for you. Five Best Bears, Princess Peace.
There's your money.
Valentino Curly and 97 Teddy thrown in as a bonus at that price tag of $299.95. Get in right now while you can, while they're still available. The clock is now ticking less than 2 minutes to go.
Again, what you're seeing in front of you is the top five. Top five in customer requests for Bears. Princess is obvious. Peace is obvious. A lot of people were fooled and surprised at the fact that we have Valentino, Curly, and Teddy. Let me take a minute to explain why. Valentino, this Valentine's Day, we saw advertisements all across the country, USA Today, regional newspapers, selling it at $30 a piece. Lucky to find them at $30, period. Curly, the upper left-hand corner on your TV screen, the only traditional teddy bear ever produced by Ty. Firsts are always important. Remember the first tie-dye Garcia?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you love to have that for under $100 today?
God,
and let's not forget...
I'm still kicking myself about that.
It's something that we all saw a year ago, and we just can't believe it, but there are $400
himself.
Today. That's the sell-all price. And then the last bear in this special five, which is the 97 Teddy. Created for Christmas 96, retired January 98, a very short-lived product, a very popular product. Why? Very simply, it's a bear. It's a Christmas hat, something special, something different. Like the special heart tags, the heart you see for Valentino, the peace symbol for peace. Add this up, five bears, $300, broken down at $60 a piece. Would you pay $60 for any of these?
Oh,
which
yes.
one would you pay $60?
Exactly.
All
I was getting ready to say, which one would you not pay $60?
Now again, we sold out of Princess at $200, peace at $100. The 97 Teddy, it's a retired bear. What's that worth, $100? I'm a fool to not offer at $100. Now add in Curly and Valentino, it's a steal of a price.
Well, drop the clock, guys. NS4174, it looks like it's about history. Now continue to dial in. Your operators will let you know when it is officially sold out. We still have the seven bears left at less than $3,000. If you have any questions, we're in the studio. We'd be glad to answer them for you. Don't go anywhere. We still have two more hours to go.
Going back to coins.
Going back to coins. That's right. Stay tuned. An hour of coins coming up right after this.
As the sun falls beyond the distant horizon, and night surrenders to the city.
Some random. It was this bad video of a couple staring at each other over a table. Anyway, there you go. This is just an amazing piece of audio and a piece of video. These are things that are, I think these days, these things are going for like nothing. Okay. And the guy mentioned something about January 98. So it definitely was sometime in 98 or early 99. For example, here's, I don't know if it's all the same bears, but here's, looks like a lot of the same ones, a lot of 31 Beanie Babies. This is on eBay. Starting bid, $15, no bidders. Okay. Now, I looked up this Aaron, which they were talking about. These things are 99 cents. I mean, this is going for nothing. What about Liberty? That's one that they were saying was pretty valuable, right? Liberty. I mean, this is, it was just insane. But watching that really gave me nostalgia for the 1990s, because that was what it was, you know, like 9 years ago now, right? I mean, it's because if it was early, it's definitely like 8 or 9 years ago, and. No, it was 9 years. Yes. What am I talking about? Here's Liberty. Here's an authenticated, rare version. Okay, this is going for $75. So, obviously, it still has some value, but not the thousands and thousands of dollars. Some people are bidding on it. Liberty, I don't know. Yeah, it looks like... And here's a Liberty. Someone wants $195 for it. No bidders yet. So, you know, I guess some of them still have some value. But if you imagine, it probably a tenth of what it used to be. So I feel sorry for the people that were buying that for $3,000. That's just ridiculous. So I'm so happy I found that piece of audio. It really is a piece of history that's kind of going to be lost. You know, I had a hard time. I really couldn't find much online. I don't think Beanie Baby collectors really want to remind themselves of the market crash of their little beanies. Just imagine people that spent thousands of dollars on these things and they're worth, you know, a tenth or a hundredth of what they paid for them, and they have no one to blame but themselves, because it's a little piece of junk toy. In any case, as I mentioned, back in the 90s, what was I doing back then? I don't know. What was I doing in 1998? I was married. I was living in this town, but across the town. I was employed, yes, working on Varick Street for this pre-press shop. And I guess on the weekends, I just stayed up all night, watching TV. And the Beanie Babies on the shopping channels, you know, and also with the Tiger Woods rookie. I think that was just like some promotion thing from like a sneaker company, like Nike or something. They were selling these cards for $20,000 each. It was just ridiculous, but very entertaining. And another thing, I think that was around the time of Syphil and Ollie, you know, and, you know, the sock puppet Syphil and Ollie. And then also, I remember when I went up to Canada, we saw this on Much Music. They had Ed the Sock was one of the characters, so a lot of sock puppets. And another thing I was really obsessed with was in the middle of the night on some, like, random cable channel. I don't even know what the hell channels these were. They would show Christian rock videos. And I was utterly fascinated by this Christian rock because it was sort of just like bad imitations of different genres of music done in a Christian style. And it was just so like bizarre and interesting that you know, because you know how people who are good musicians can just sort of imitate a style of music, you know, create Beatles-like music or, you know, music that sounds like any other kind of genre. That's sort of what this Christian rock was. It's basically any genre that had gotten popular, you know, from grunge to death metal to pop country, anything. They would just sort of recreate, but with, you know, Jesus themes. And these videos were just so bad, and especially the way the videos were made. Like, they were trying to be hip, but of course they could only go so far, obviously, because they have all these moral restrictions and stuff. Utterly fascinating. And so it was in the background of these ideas, and I think also our trip to Canada. I went up to Canada with my wife and also my sister-in-law, Carrie, back in 1999. In fact, actually, Carrie did some busking. She had her guitar and played in Halifax. We actually have video of that somewhere. So our musical project had already begun at that point. It was in like September of 1999. It was before it became a band. I think it was still just Carrie with some of the songs that we had written with her. So all of this stuff in mind, I wrote lyrics to this song called Christian Rock. And it mentions the Beanie Babies, the chorus is overnight cable, got the beanies and the Christian rock, and all the puppets there are constructed out of socks. So I'm talking about all that stuff, watching overnight cable. Listen, I didn't realize it, the word overnight, like the overnightscape. Overnight cable. And so this song I'm going to play for you now. Let me look at my notes here. This was from the first album we produced as Fuzzy Dofner, Christian Rock, and it was we actually did this before Fuzzy Dofner. Yes, this is one of the songs that we did before Fuzzy Dofner that Carrie just did. And then when we formed the band, the first album, Modern Sapling, which came out on June 23rd, 2000, that song was on there, definitely with Rob DiCaterino, with the drums and production and other stuff. I will put all of the proper credits in the show notes and stuff. Yeah, but that was Christian Rock. So that was, 2000, probably like 99 to 2000 when we made this song. I'd have to say, you know, so far I've played one other Fuzzy Dofner song here on the Overnightscape Underground. I played Sliding Gardens. I consider Sliding Gardens to be one of my favorites. I would give that like a top grade. This one, definitely earlier in our songwriting process. See what you think of it. I think definitely a good song, but some of my lyrics perhaps went way off on over the edge of just being very random and abstract. And probably the song's a little bit too long. But it is a good song, though. I think the chorus is great. And it's a really interesting song, really different song. But not as good as something like Sliding Gardens. Not up to that level. So here is Christian Rock, the song. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is. Yeah, I think I'm going to just, like when I'm playing music, I think I'm just going to like not have this other music playing, right? So here you go. Here is Fuzzy Dopner with Christian Rock from 2000.